I'm not sure. You're listening to Steel City Music.
You got nothing on. Around the world, 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 around Track around the world of Daft Punk. You're hanging out with Gunner here on Steel City Music. If you got a request, you want to do an interview, you want to promote your charity or some of the events that you have going on, hit me up at steelcitymusic.ca, or you know what, just join up the Facebook group. If you're on Facebook, it's Steel City Music. You can find me there, and you can post all your stuff there as well. And you know, the Twitter thing, Steel City Music, and we're on SCM Gram and all the other fun stuff. Where else are we on? We're not on Snapchat yet. Should we be on Snapchat? I don't know. I have a lot of stuff that I got to work out in regards to a new website. And what I want to do with it in regards to media, that sort of thing. I have a lot of ideas, so I'm just putting that together. So we'll see what happens. Yeah, and this is why I'm talking about it, because I've been mulling over this for a little while now. I'm just like you. I mull over things. A little while ago, I had a chance to talk with the Grind Abrasion, a local DJ here in Hamilton, Ontario, who I discovered through social media, that sort of thing. And yeah, we had a little chat, and I threw in some of his music. He had an album out a little while ago called Outside the Box, and it's very cool. But I didn't spin any of the tracks off of it. Why? Now, why didn't I do that? Because recently he put out a remix album. He has some of his friends that who he's worked with over the years that of their stuff that he admires. And they did some remixes. So I decided I'll throw that in instead. And we'll push that sort of thing. So you can find all of the information at grindabrasion.bandcamp.com. Grinda, grindabrasion.bandcamp.com. So there you go. Very cool and chill dude. And it was fun to finally have a chat with him about his music and some of the stuff that he does here in Hamilton and how he got started. So that interview is coming up, but taking us there, a fun track that I've always loved spinning. Some more Canadiana content. Thunder Heist, Jerk It on Steel City Music.
Work it till your stomach hurting. Don't stop it, get it. Break it down to your body sweating. Everybody watching. That don't mean we stopping. Let them know you worth it. Dust it off and jerk it. Jerk it, jerk it. Dust it off and jerk it. Let them know you worth it. Dust it off and jerk it. Jerk it, jerk it. Dust it off and jerk it. What you know? know, but a baby, don't you wanna know, but you can't stay close. Relax and take off your coat, turn something never seen before. What you know, but a bang bang, don't you wanna know, but you can't stay close. Relax and take off your coat, turn something never seen before. Booty rocking show, stopping everybody back, popping me, jerk it girl, work it till your stomach hurting, don't stop, better get it, break it off your body, sweating, everybody watching, that don't mean we stopping, let them know we worth it, dust it off and jerk it, jerk it, jerk it, dust it off and jerk it, let them know you worth it, dust it off and jerk it, jerk it, jerk it, dust it off and jerk it, velvety and nothing less, excuse me when I touch myself, pop my skirt, watch me work, let it go till body hurt, you know we ain't stopping, all them bitches watching, big booty, little booty, pop it, pop it, pop it, pop it, bitch, yo, gotta dance too, bang the strokes, get banged through, shake it till you break it, till you sweat it, you can't take it, take it, bitch, yo, gotta dance too, bang the strokes, get banged through, shake it till you break it, till you sweat it, you can't take it, 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 dust it off and jerk it, dust it off and jerk it, dust it off and jerk it, dust it off. And jerk it, jerk it. Booty rockin' show, stopping everybody back. Poppin' me, jerk it, girl. Work it till your stomach hurtin'. Don't stop, gotta get it. Break it off your body, sweatin'. Everybody watchin'. That don't mean we stoppin'. Let them know you worth it. Dust it off and jerk it, jerk it, jerk it. Dust it off and jerk it. Let them know you worth it. Dust it off and jerk it, jerk it, jerk it. Dust it off and jerk it. Go. Let them know you worth it. Dust it off and jerk it, jerk it, jerk it. Dust it off and jerk it. Let them know you worth it. Dust it off and jerk it, jerk it, jerk it. Dust it off and jerk it. Go, 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 go.
All right. It's a full disclosure. It's a Sunday morning. I am Zoom chatting with people from around Hamilton that are performers and DJs and all kinds of fun stuff for Steel City Music. And my next guest is someone who I've wanted to actually talk to for a little while now, because I've noticed their work on social media, just following and trying to connect the dots, who was who, that sort of thing. So joining me on the show right now is Steven from Grind Abrasion. Welcome to Steel City Music, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Also, I just wanted to say off the top, thanks for liking what everyone does in Hamilton, being kind of a social media supporter of what's going on.
Yeah, that's been a big part of what I've been doing the last few years. It's just connecting with people who are in the local scene and making sure I kind of know who everyone is and making sure they know who I am too. So
makes total sense. You sent me an email a while back, and I was like, I wanted to chat with you about some stuff. Because you just released Out of the Box, Grind Abrasion. That's your DJ name. What style of music do you do, and when did this all start for you?
Yeah, so I've been doing electronic music for a long time. Pretty much since I was 12, 13, I started, first it was kind of more popular stuff like Daft Punk or The Prodigy, around early 2000s, all those kinds of bands, Fatboy Slim, Basement Jack, that kind of thing. And then I wanted to, DJ and get into that whole stuff. So I was making all these mixed CDs and stuff. And then it kind of moved on to making music. My dad showed me a bit how to make music electronically, and from there I just kind of taught myself watching YouTube videos, stuff like that. And
So you actually went to that that far of just learning how to do certain things through YouTube?
Yeah, just little tips and tricks here and there, and then over the years it kind of builds up to where you kind of know what you're doing as far as recording, mixing, all that stuff.
Yeah,
making different sounds. And yeah, that's where I'm at now. Basically, I've been just trying different styles. Kind of, it's all electronic, but I like doing techno. I like doing bass music, drum and bass kind of stuff, more dancey kind of, or weird, ambient kind of sound sometimes.
When did you get that point in doing all of this after you, because you said, you know, you did some DJing, you learned this, you learned that, you played with other people starting out. When did you get to this point now where it's like, okay, I want to start releasing my own stuff and telling people about it?
Yeah, I'd say the last 5 years or so, I've been releasing full tracks, getting out there a bit more as well on the scene, DJing for, I've been DJing in the hip hop scene a fair bit too for artists like Patrick, El Sancho, guys like that. So I've been, you know, they needed a DJ at the time and I was willing to do it. So stuff like that, I've just been trying to get around a bit and showing a bit what I can do in different disciplines.
So how do we get to this point of last year with this release, like out of the box? Like, there was, how many songs did you record? I know you have like 8 on this one.
Yeah.
Is there more to that?
Yeah. So last year I released my album, of which this is based. So right now we're releasing the remix album, which are remixes based off this previous album. So that was my first album coming out. And I worked on it for quite a bit of time. I really, for about 2 years there, I was kind of picking the best songs and trying to make something that would work together well with again, a wide variety of different styles.
But 2 years, that's quite an amount of time.
Yeah. Well, again, I just wanted to make sure it was good. And I guess there were some other things I was working on, shows, DJing, stuff like that. That slowed me down a little bit as far as getting that done. But I just wanted to make sure it was something that meant something to me, that had kind of a message throughout.
What was your filter process for this album? Like, who did you let listen to it beforehand and getting advice from, more thoughts, that sort of thing? Like, what are your gatekeepers that you have for your music personally?
I don't really have too many people that I send it off to. Again, my dad's in the music, so I sometimes send him some stuff, or a couple of my good friends. I'll get them to listen to it and get some feedback. Sometimes I'll change it up a little bit based on what they said, and sometimes I just think, you know, it's good enough.
Right. How do you deal with as far as like feedback from the public when you post it somewhere and someone's listening to it? Do you take all of it as a grain of salt, the good, the bad, the ugly?
I do. I try and keep a pretty positive outlook on stuff like that. Not everyone's going to like what you do, especially when it's this kind of thing and you're kind of trying to push, you know, sounds a bit, doing stuff that's not as conventional as some other people might. So I honestly, I don't really care too much what people think of it, as long as it's something that means something to me. I feel like, you know, some people are going to think it's cool and some people won't. So,
right.
Fine.
Six tracks on the remix. Why these tracks? And who did did you do the remixes, or did you bring someone else to remix?
No. So I had different people that I've met over the years through doing shows. So there's a couple remixes that are kind of more techno remixes. One's from Rabbit Hole Express, who's from Hamilton. He does some hard techno, so I met him at Studio L14. We were all kind of DJing there, and you know, we got along, did a couple shows together. And so when I wanted to get these remixes done from my album, I reached out to him because I thought he did a good job, and also with someone that I know. So everyone on the album I have some kind of relation with. Different people I've done shows with or worked on it with in the past.
do you feel now that it's done and out there, the remix album?
Yeah, I'm super happy with the product. Like, again, I didn't do these remixes, so it was a bit out of my control, but everyone really put a solid effort in. Again, it's not all the same style of music. There's right. Some of it's more glitchy, some of it's more like hard techno, some of it's more like orchestral kind of or more chilled out. So I think it really came together quite nicely.
Was there a specific track at all that you heard and went, I didn't see that coming? Because sometimes you have a preconceived notion, especially you just said you work with all these people in different aspects so far, and mm-hmm. you have a respect for them, so you ask them to do this. But were you was there any one track that you were just like, whoa, this is like something I wasn't quite envisioning in my head? Because a lot of artists and creative people, some have a hard time of letting other people interpret what they're doing. And were you surprised by any of the tracks?
Surprised a bit. I mean, I was surprised by how good they were, honestly. Like, I didn't, like I said, these are people I know, so I figured they would put some effort in it, but then sometimes, you know, you don't get the results you wanted. Like you said, here it was really quite the opposite. It wasn't totally what I expected, but they all turned out really well. So it's hard to pinpoint one or two tracks. There's a up-and-coming bass producer called Joe Wise, who did the remix of my first track, Hypervelocity. He really did a great job on that, where he it was like heavy bass with some cool drums, and he used a lot of the samples that were in the original song. So I was super happy with the quality on that one. But honestly, I couldn't say that there was one that was bad or any of it disappointing or too much of a surprise, really.
Projectile weapon.
What's up next after this? You gotta have something in the burner.
Yeah, I can't talk about it too much, but I have hopefully another side project coming out that'll be kind of more industrial kind of music, like EDM, heavy, hard-hitting kind of 80s vibes a bit. So I'm working on that with a couple people. I have a few unreleased tracks that just didn't come out because I was busy working on this, so I'll be able to release those. And I have a few upcoming DJ gigs that are going to be going on throughout the summer. I can't really go into detail too much because it hasn't been announced yet, but yeah, stay tuned for that. Hey, this is Grind Abrasion. You can check me out at grindabrasion.bandcamp.com, where you can also listen to and purchase my latest 12-inch record, Outside the Box Remix.
Listening to The Hawk 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
cards were gone. He made some bad investments, now the count's all overdrawn. I took a walk.
Listening to The Hawk, 101.5 FM.